The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Air guitar, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Cool.
That you got a little kick to it.
That's what we like, some of a little kick. We are at our public best here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn here with me. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler monitoring Facebook, Twitter, social media. All right, so today seems to be Go After Doug Day. And we might as well keep this going.
Even different from yesterday or tomorrow.
Well, sometimes it's a little more pronounced. I'm looking at a comment from Roy Snipes on Facebook, Nicole Oswald. Sometimes I can't follow the thread. But for those of you who are just joining us, this is a special hour of the Good Day program in that it is a full, chock full of information that you can carry with you all day long and opinions. Supplements to your thinking. That's how I look at this. I take supplements, 30 supplements a day. Having said that, it is anathema to those who are supposedly professionals in the business. Never refer to what you did before. Well, I'll refer to it in that I'll explain that many of the discussions go on through the days or the course of the week, or the course of the month. There are a lot of things that we have that we sort of tie together. And one of the things that troubles me greatly is how we have in our country this cycle of violence and who's doing what, how it is that we get to the point of, and how do we stop it more importantly, how have we gotten to the point where there's so many violent people and that there is so much violence? Is it just the nature of being a human being? How do we control it? Are the police doing the best that they can? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. But I get off onto these toots. Like earlier I was saying with regard to what went on in Baltimore and all of these other, we had three or four examples of shootings, police officers being shot, police officers shooting people, and just on and on and on. So finally the pressure cooker in my head pops off and I come to you with the solution that I think is not today's solution, it's the future's solution. That is that we think about the consequences of having children and having so many children. One or two in a family, this is Doug Steffen's read on it. You can agree or disagree. That's what we're all about here in America, agreeing or disagreeing with some degree of respect. So when I when I get off and talk and explain, and some of you are very good at making me defend my positions, to the point with others of it sounding to them like I'm being defensive. Or
you're not talking about like legally restricting people to having one or two. You're just saying
no. I'm saying I don't want to legally. I think that I am a libertarian, really. I'm an anarchist through and through. Listen to what I say, folks. Don't listen to one or two words. This guy says I'm supporting the anti-police movement. That's such BS. So far from the reality of how I think.
Well, I can see how he gets there, though.
Well, he gets there by listening to part of what I say instead of all of what I say. And you counter into it because you emphasize the part, because your brother's a policeman, of what you perceive to be negative or anti-police.
Well,
that's what you do.
And I'm a believer of there are rules. And people need to follow rules.
Including the police.
Right. You do not follow that thinking.
I do follow that thinking.
You don't believe in
you
rules.
Think
you
because
believe
I
in
criticize
your rules and nobody else's rules.
I don't believe in not for. We have to have a nation of laws. The same as with. Okay, so the side issue with the woman in Kentucky who's the clerk of courts that won't give marriage licenses to gay people.
Agreed
I don't care
not.
Whether gay
right.
people get married or not. It doesn't make any difference to me. I could care less. They're not going to affect my life. But she has a job. So every once in
she
a while,
does.
In the heat of the conversation, I might throw in an inappropriate comment that has nothing to do with the issue. If you don't obey the law, you will suffer the consequences. And that is part of the psychosis that's going on in our country today. Because people just decide, and Richie's going to say, you're one of them, and he's right. I do. There are some laws that I agree with, some laws I disagree with. I don't disobey them. I try to go around them.
But the beauty
and have
of
them
you
not impact or,
is if you were this woman and disagreed with the law so much so that you did not want to help enforce it, you would quit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is what
not.
She should
yeah.
do.
She should
quit. Be,
right.
You know.
Yeah. So the other comments are irrelevant. And for those in me saying silly stuff about what your personal life is about has nothing to do with the issue. And that's to bring it back around to the focus on the police and all of these things that have happened in the last 24 hours, the last week, the last month, the last year, or maybe the last 10 years. The total disregard and disrespect for authority, which is part of what has happened in the laissez-faire world that we live in, that brings it around to there are no rules. Now, you, Richie, can back say, well, you don't follow the rules. Some of the rules are stupid. So why should you follow
them? Here's the deal. We need to change them because this is the kind of stuff that we're talking about. If we don't like the rules, we live in a great country.
Yeah.
If we don't like the rules, then we need to start teaching civics in schools so that we change
that's
the
big
rules.
Problem.
People that wanted to see gay marriage,
yep.
they thought that was a problem.
Yeah.
They went out and changed the rules so that they could get married. That's
right.
A great example
of
one rule that was changed. Okay.
Yeah.
So instead of just saying, well, that's stupid, I'm not going to follow it. I get it. Maybe sometimes it is stupid and you don't want to follow it. Change it. Change the system. Let's empower people to change things instead of just total disregard for law and order, which you're seeing right now. That is
yep.
so dangerous. It
yeah.
is. I can't tell you how dangerous that is. And we're getting to a point where it's almost like past the point of no return, because once you get to a society where rules are no longer respected, we're done.
Yeah. Well, that's really what the problem is. And that's the real problem. It has not to do with my single overview of what the individual issue may be. We have too many people. We don't have the ability to control them because we don't have good leadership. That's really what it all boils down to. Get some good leaders. Think about who you want to see. The reason that Trump is first, Ben Carson is second, and Carly Fiorina is third in any Republican poll that you see now, every single one of those three people are basically giving you the same message. None of them are politicians. They all have been successful, very successful in their own field. And they are trying to bring that message of practicality and intelligence. You may not think Trump is that intelligent. Carson is. I have a whole new regard. You heard me a year ago say, this guy's a throwaway because all I ever do
a year
is see
ago,
him.
2 months ago.
All right, 2 months
yeah.
ago, even.
A month ago,
and,
right
and
before that debate. Right.
Debate.
Joke.
As soon as I saw him on the debate, I had a completely different idea.
But think about it. Think about what changed people's opinion. It wasn't his performance during the debate. He wasn't all that exciting. It was his closing statement when he made a joke about Washington and his surgery, his history as a surgeon.
Yeah.
That's what got people to like him, is a joke. I mean,
well,
it was crazy.
That isn't why I liked him. I thought he had a lot to say.
Race relations was
yeah, I think
beautiful.
He has a lot to say.
Look, I like Dr. Ben Carson, but if you had told me a couple months ago that he would be tied with Donald Trump as the front runner, I'd be like, mm-hmm.
Well,
crazy.
Where was Herman Cain when we did this 4 years ago? Where was he standing in the polls?
He was pretty good.
He was good until they tore apart the 999 and made it.
No, they didn't tear apart the 999. They tore apart that he had a mistress.
Yeah.
That's
wow.
what knocked Herman Cain out of the race. It was nothing about 999. It was his
no,
mistress that came up.
Because the 999, it was actually 9999.
Nine.
And then it would be a 49, so it knocked his
He went out
up.
Because of the personal attack, though.
Yeah.
He did. It just shows you how, and it's, you know what, he was an interesting candidate because some people will choose, I liked him,
yeah,
some people will choose to fight those rumors. He just, as soon as they came out that he had a mistress, he just went away.
Yeah. I remember talking to him at one of the conventions.
Doug and I saw him speak last year.
And I had a conversation with him the last about 15 minutes, just him and me. And he was eager. He just said, well, why don't you have me come on your radio program? I said, well, I don't do a lot of talk. I don't focus a lot on political issues. But I do like personalities. He's a warm, engaging, intelligent, experienced
Very
guy.
Engaging.
Comes out of the same queue as Fiorina, as Carson, and as Trump. And he would have gotten a lot farther. Jennifer is 100% right. If he hadn't sort of screwed up in his own. And by the way, that's why Colin Powell doesn't run for a high elective office.
He wants to
be. Because he's got something in his closet that he doesn't want to have embarrass his wife. Other than that, otherwise, he'd be out there. He could have been president and would have been a great president, much better than this boob we got there now. If you, you know, and the problem is that a lot of people voted for this boob because he was black, the same as they would have voted for, or maybe even vote for Ben Carson now just because he's black. Never mind what he has to say. Listen to what these people, get rid of the skin color, get rid of the things,
the sex,
the religion, all that other stuff. What do these people have to say? And more importantly, what have they done with their lives?
People will judge me by the content of my character.
Oh,
my God.
Because what we've learned, and this is really interesting, I think, what we've learned, especially from President Obama, is that you have to have someone who is a uniter of the country. Mm. And probably with George Bush, too. I don't think he was as divisive as Obama. You could debate his policy all day long. But you need someone who is going to really... Because whatever happens up top trickles down to everybody. Maybe it's just because I'm older now. I have never felt more divided as a country than I do now. I feel like Republicans and Democrats hate each other. Blacks and whites hate each other. Haves and have-nots hate each other.
Too much separation.
Republicans and Democrats, but the haves and have-nots.
But they haven't been a deal. Look at what the Republicans are doing to these three frontrunners. They don't even get it. They're all about, they've shown what a bunch of phonies they are. They don't want to support what the public is interested in. They want to support what's good for them and the party.
They have no clue what to do.
None.
They're like, all right, now what?
Because they're so out of touch. They've been listening to Karl Rove and his bunkum for so long and believing all that crud that comes out of Fox News and these people who are trying to control what you think and how you think, and it's just a bit blown up in their faces. Good. Okay, time's up. Thank you.
End scene.
And to satisfy Walter, it's 19 past the hour, and good day.
The wall clock.
Thanks.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Moving the bike around in a parking space can be a tricky maneuver. Fortunately, every motorcycle built since the 1970s is equipped with a safety device to reduce slow motion tip overs. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. The slow motion balancing act. The two-wheel ballet. Bikes are difficult to balance when doing three-point turns, like in the garage or in a parking space. Applying pressure to the front brake lever holds the motorcycle in place so the rider can concentrate on balance. When three-pointing out of tight places, the bike will not slip away. Learn to use the front brake in tight places. The front brake, the biker's best three-point friend. Safety first. American Biker Minute. Your passport to the open road. On two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
You may have suspected this already. There's no longer a divide between your personal and professional lives.
The reason? Because social media has become the starting point and main information source in many professional relationships.
Peter Shankman, author of Nice Companies Finish First, says selling is out and helping, or being nice, is in. And to build an online reputation for niceness, you need to reach out to your connections.
He challenges you to go to Facebook, find 5 or 6 people that you haven't talked to in 6 months, and start a conversation with them.
Be good, helpful, and nice to your existing network. It's those connections that will lead you to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
A first-round draft choice by the New York Knicks in 1982, this three-point shooter extraordinaire is best known for a shot that changed the rule book. So where is Trent Tucker now? Trent started the Trent Tucker All for Kids Foundation in the late 90s, teaching middle schoolers to focus on their educational futures. He still runs the foundation to this day. Meanwhile, the Trent Tucker rule about how much time it takes to get off a shot is talked about in NBA games almost every night.
Go back to 1990. This is called the Trent Tucker rule.
Can't get an alley-oop.
That has to be a tip as they throw it at the basket.
Looks like Trent Tucker's left his mark on the game for good. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
We
we've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
John Fogerty, late of Creedence Clearwater Revival, right? On his own these days. Will join The Voice as Coach Adam Levine's advisor. So, this is Adam Levine. How does that work? How he's advising not Adam Levine on how to sing and no. How things are going with Maroon 5.
So here's what happened.
Yeah, okay.
The teams get picked, and then in the second round, before they start battling each other to start narrowing down the field, these mentors help the coaches train their singers to give the best possible performance.
Is that Kara sing or is that Roberta sing?
That was Nate. Roberta.
Really? Not bad, Roberta. All right, let's see here. What else is going on The Voice? Selena Gomez is going to join Coach Gwen Stefani. I understand they're having an affair. Is that why she got a divorce from her husband?
No.
No? You sure?
She and Selena Gomez are not having an affair.
You sure?
Her husband apparently had an affair. And apparently
with Selena Gomez?
With a boy.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, then it would be all things right. Selena have an affair with Gwen.
Okay.
Right.
So let me ask you this question.
Please.
What happens on The Voice with the mentors?
The mentors work with the main coaches to help
to do
them
what?
Make the presenters better.
Okay.
How's that?
Good. You were listening.
Huh. Trying not to.
You fake it well.
I've been doing this for a long time, remember? All right, let's see who else here. Missy Elliott is going to mentor for Pharrell.
Love her. I know
you
heard
about it. You don't like it when I pray. It's Pharrell. Yeah, it is Pharrell. Yeah. So tell me the story of Missy Elliott because I don't know. She's the only one here I don't know much about.
She's a rapper. She's a female rapper who had a lot of great success. She was very famous probably in the early 2000s. That was when she really.
Rapper? I haven't even met her. Like, what was the other one that I did in the last hour?
25 past the hour.
Actually, 26 past. Can't even thank you for the save. Right, do we have some Pharrell Williams music here?
It's Pharrell, Doug.
Just kidding. Come on, you're confusing me now.
Pharrell.
Nice going. See, I think this is the
That's the kind of stuff that has such a long life, and it's so valuable for us just to have this. This is a smiley song. That's what this is. Remember when the Chinese kids got it? Where the Chinese or Iranian kids got into trouble last year?
Same difference.
Yeah. Foreigners.
Oh, boy. Move along here. Move along.
Joke, Roberta.
Brad Paisley is going to advise Blake Shelton.
Oh, double deal for me. Like you're going to eat that sandwich.
Really? This is Brad Paisley. So is he as famous as Blake Shelton, do you think?
Yes.
Really?
Shelton has become... Brad Paisley was more famous than Blake for many years. Blake is probably now more famous.
So is Brad hanging around with Blake's ex-wife?
No, Brad Paisley's married to Kimberly Williams, who's on Nashville.
That doesn't mean that you can't hang around with Blake Shelton's wife. All right, so that's Brad Paisley. What does Blake Shelton sound like?
Blake Shelton.
Oh, that's Blake?
Yeah.
Did we hear from Brad?
Yeah, you just heard Tick. Remember Tick?
Yeah. I had one yesterday. I pulled out my leg. Maroon 5. Big umbrella. Who? Now you're trying to get me off. You're trying to unbalance me. Maroon 5 revealed the information on Monday on Twitter. And so all of this stuff starts with The Voice's new season on September 21st. For those of you who are interested for your listening and dancing pleasure, that's the story of The Voice, all the advisors, all the coaches, all the great people that will be there. So either be there or be square. Can you get a podcast of this? You probably can, right? Download it the next day if you want.
NBC.com.
28 after on DougStephan.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Way has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Way is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
We take a walk.
All right, let's keep moving here. 33 after the hour. Doug Steffen in the conversation mode, which is usually the place to be, at least when we're on the air. Listen, learn, and participate. 888-302-3684 if you want to. Facebook.com/today. Twitter at Good Day. And you can say anything that you want. There is nothing that you will say that will sound stupid. I may say things sometimes that sound stupid, but you will never, ever be criticized for sounding stupid.
That's our job.
Awkward, maybe. Right, exactly. Awkward. Richie is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny, he would not say he's too much of a gentleman.
Nah.
Jennifer, eh.
She has her moments.
Right.
I specialize in stupid.
Yes, you, well, no, in, well, pointing it out maybe a little bit, but the audience
sure
doesn't like that word necessarily. Maybe we could put it, it's awkward. I like that word instead of stupid.
I'm sticking with stupid.
Ever made a situation worse by putting your foot squarely in your mouth?
Many times.
Oh, yeah.
Many times.
You mean in general or just today?
Yeah. Most people have experienced some kind of difficulty in communicating. We are not unique here on the Good Day program. Jennifer is going to bring us up to date on a study done in her home state, Kenny's home state, my part-time home state. California data show that there is a big racial disparity in the number of people being arrested by the police and the number of people being shot by the police. So those of you who have a problem with me and say, I don't like the police, I first of all, you're not listening to everything that I say, but this study more or less, I don't think it backs it up, but it gives you cause to think. And what's going on in Baltimore this week also gives you cause to think. By the way, I think each one of those policemen are going to be tried separately, if I'm understanding correctly, the news out of Baltimore from yesterday, right? All six of those
That's
guys.
One of the things they were trying to determine today.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. have them tried separately.
I didn't see whether they did determine that or not.
I think they did, but I'm not sure. All right, Jen, what about this data?
So 6%, the story comes out, and it's dealing in population and in ratios. 6% of Californians are African Americans, yet they're involved in 17% of all arrests in the state and a quarter of in-custody deaths. Now, when you pull this apart, the state of California has a huge Latino population, so you would imagine that they lead the arrests, which they do. I mean, in Southern
illegals.
California. I'm sorry?
A lot of illegals in that list.
A lot of them, yes. Mm-hmm. And in Southern California, the Hispanics outnumber the Caucasians. Now, with African Americans, I don't know if this disturbs me. There's one thing about it that disturbs me. So 6% of Californians are African American. Great, that's the fact. 17% of all arrests in the state are African American arrests. That doesn't necessarily bother me so much because the difference, I mean, you don't really know who's to say that there's a certain number of people that are going to commit a crime based on their race. I mean, maybe these are people that are committing more crimes. So that doesn't bother me. What does get me is that they're 25% of all in custody deaths. That number is very high. So that makes you think, okay, maybe
25% of the deaths are black, is that what you're saying?
Are black,
in
yes.
Jail.
So of in-custody deaths, 25% of them are black. That's pretty high, wouldn't you think?
I would say that was not a good number.
Not
First
a good
of
number.
All, why are people dying at all in custody? I'd like to know the answer to that.
Great question. Some people, may injure themselves. Other people may have pre-existing conditions. But that's what you need to break out of this data is mm-hmm. how many of these things are natural and how many of them are inflicted. But this idea that there's a certain ratio between the number of people of a certain race in society and how many arrests there are, a criminal is a criminal in my book. I mean, whether you're white, black, brown.
The point of this
purple.
Is to figure out why so many are black. Why are there so many black criminals?
That's a great question. People speculate. I've heard a lot of people speculate that it's because the family structure in black America has been damaged and that black men don't have a lot of leadership and guidance and they go out and commit crimes. They leave their families. And there's proof to that. That's not just a blanket statement. There are high numbers of no family structure in that community.
That argument has validity to it?
Mm-hmm. I would say, you're asking
sure.
why people commit crimes.
Yeah.
So that would be one of my answers that I would submit to
you. What I want to know is why there are so many blacks in jail, and I hear a lot of people criticizing the fact that there are so many blacks in jail, but not figuring out why.
But think about it. I mean, in California, in this survey, only 17%. That's not a majority at all. It's just that they're saying there's such a few amount of black people. The number is so low.
Of black. 17%
right.
of the arrests,
but
6%
I would
of the population,
people,
but 17% of the arrests.
Right. I would challenge people what that ratio really means. I mean, is there like some predetermined thing that I didn't get the memo on that says X amount of people live here, so X amount of people will be arrested? I mean, if you're committing a crime, you're committing a crime, right?
But I think the point here is, at least in part what I get out of it, is there's selective enforcement. That's what I think the subtle suggestion here.
Or maybe there's higher enforcement in certain communities, but... Yeah. To be fair, those communities are also the places where the most crimes are being committed.
Well, who's there? You drive down, and my son proved this to me once a number of years ago when he and I were on the 405. I think we drove, 15, 20 miles, and I was speeding. And then I slowed down. He said, "Why'd you slow down?" I said, "Because I'm going too fast and somebody's liable to grab me." He said, "No, you'll never get stopped." I said, "What do you mean I'll never get stopped?" "You will never, you are a white man driving a white car, you will never get stopped unless you're involved in an accident where somebody's hurt. Nobody will ever bother you. You can drive as fast as you want. However, if you're a black man driving a red sports car, you'll be stopped on 3-4 times.
If you're a white man in a red sports car.
Or if you're, not a white man, but a white blonde woman. Driving a red sports car.
What a load.
What?
No, I'm not kidding.
You two are.
No.
You and your son are just...
Really? And how do you prove
think,
that?
You
because I'm a white man
who's
gotten plenty of speeding tickets.
Really?
Yeah,
yeah. Not in California.
Do
you ever get a speeding ticket in California? I'm talking about California.
In California, they don't pull over white guys.
No.
Come on.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm moving.
Yeah.
So you're saying if you and I were driving the same car, the same red Porsche down the freeway, that I would get picked up and
you would get stopped and I would not. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
That.
Well, try it.
You want to?
Yeah.
Let's rent cars the next time.
Okay. We'll go to that place in Santa Monica that rents the expensive cars.
This car is off the rails.
Mean, maybe I'm naive, but that doesn't make any sense.
We're both naive.
Hey, listen, my brother's a cop in the worst neighborhood in Washington.
I've been driving cars in the school where he's on duty.
Well, I mean, we talk about all this. How do you... when he took me down there for the first time, I had no idea this existed.
You know what I would love to know? Are the stats in the Washington, D.C. area, because the population there in Washington is about 60% black. What's the population of people being arrested in D.C. as compared to the population of blacks that live in D.C.? What percentage of arrests?
It's got to be high because it's such a high population.
Well, is it that high? Is it the disparity in California is vivid. I'm betting it's not so vivid in the district.
I don't know, but my point is, how do we get rid of these communities, these neighborhoods, where this is their whole world? They never leave this world.
Well,
they live,
then you get into
work,
the situation
die
that
in this neighborhood.
The president has introduced a new bill that will put certain amounts of low income housing in all areas and all, so they're kind of mixing that class system. So is that what you're suggesting is a good plan?
You know, something's got to be done, because if we think we can just keep it in this circle there and that it's going to get better.
So we have the government to solve another problem, Rich?
Right.
Well,
I
think we could do it with community planning.
Mm-hmm. Who's going to do the planning in the community?
I think we can do it with the big culture shift and let people know that they can get out of their situation, that there is hope, that they can go to school, do things the right way, and succeed in this country and reinvigorate the American dream. I think that would be something great that we could do, and that would start with changing the culture, changing the idea that you're in a hopeless situation.
And Doug, to answer your question, planned communities are created by companies every single day, where they build a town center, and then they build low-income to high-income housing all around it. I think capitalism could fix this problem of having ghettos that are locked off and that are crime-ridden.
I think that's a great idea. And oftentimes they are started by tax incentives that government offers to get these, like
and
Detroit.
And then government gets out of it. Yeah. They offer the tax incentives and they say, you go take care of it.
Well, around where I am, there's too much government involved in owning some of these rejuvenated neighborhoods. They own the public housing. It's called public housing. And there's way too much of that.
I mean, D.C. has done a great job, and you're going to hate this, but you look at where the Washington Nationals play and that stadium and where the Washington Wizards play and Old Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two.
No, those are all that area has been completely rebuilt.
Yeah.
It's different now. When I first started going to Washington, you don't recognize the place now.
It's amazing.
Chinatown is not at all what it used to be, and that's really a part of it's sort of on the east side of Washington, but it certainly is downtown.
But I'm not sure how much low-income housing there is down there. I mean, it's big
zero.
Money. It's big money.
Yeah, there's nobody down there. Let me quickly talk about something going on. I guess the question would be, what's wrong with this mental picture? Two daycare workers in New Jersey charged with child abuse yesterday for running a fight club with young children.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that nuts?
The children are 4, 5,
and
6 years old.
They're doing it on Snapchat.
The first rule of the fight club is you have to be able to cross the street by yourself to be in the club.
That's not the first rule of fight
club. Daycare workers thought it would be a good idea to post videos of the fights on Snapchat, these morons. Oh, my God. These are the kind of people that go to jail for the rest of their lives. Throw away the key, put them with drug dealers, murderers, and rapists, and throw away the key. Who in the world, what kind of sub-human creature comes up with an idea like that? And they're running a daycare center.
Mm-hmm. And people are watching. That's the grossest part.
God.
They wouldn't do it if people weren't watching.
I know.
And you know what the first rule of Fight Club is, don't you?
There is no Fight Club, Rich.
There is no Fight Club. And the fourth and fifth rule, Jen?
Fourth rule. Only two guys to a fight. Fifth rule. One fight at a time, fellas.
It's a great movie.
No, it's not, because it puts ideas like that in people's heads. It's a horrible movie.
When you see the end of this
44
movie,
oh my God. Past the hour. Doug Steffen, good day.
Today on App Check, tea. This $2 app is a must-have for tea drinkers. No detail has been forgotten. Exceeds expectations.
Bravo.
Tea. It's a hit.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So, do women prefer younger men or older men? Well, in this pop culture day and age, you tend to hear a lot about older women and younger men, even television shows about cougars. But when it comes to marriage, do women prefer younger men or older men? Here's the social science of it. The answer, women prefer older men, but not by too much, only 3.4 years older. But what about men? When it comes to age, do men prefer older or younger women? The answer here, opposite what women want, is younger, but not by much, only 2.7 years younger than they are. What's the cheap psychological trick? Men want younger, women want older, but both want love and companionship. And you know what, guys? That's just plain out timeless. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Lovers, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
If you haven't watched this show, you've certainly heard of it. It's broken a number of network records.
The show is Duck Dynasty, and Phil Robertson says he can't figure out why people are so attracted to his family.
But the attraction began back in the 1980s. Phil was looking for an outlet for his duck products, so he produced fun videos that became popular among the community of hunters.
Branding expert Liz Goodgold says the family's humor, quotable sound bites, and catchphrases make it memorable and easy to share among fans.
What unique characteristics do you have? Use them to create your own dynasty. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This former All-Star is a two-time Gold Glove winner and the 1994 National League Rookie of the Year. In 1997, he became the first Dodger to join the 30-30 club, repeating the feat in 1999.
Oh, man, turning on this one, hits it high and deep. It's gone!
So where is Raul Mondesi now? Since retiring from baseball in 2005, Raul has returned to his home in the Dominican Republic, where he's taking a swing at politics. In May of 2006, Raul was elected to a seat in the Chamber of Deputies for the Dominican Liberation Party. And in May of 2010, he was elected mayor of his hometown, San Cristobal.
La clase política no cambia. Ahora nos toca el caso del síndico PRDista de San Cristóbal, Raul Mondesi.
Raul Mondesi, a true hometown hero. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
A couple of cool things from the feds, or I'm not sure they said this about the feds. There are some interesting things. NASA is a federal program, so maybe we can make that sort of how it's put together. If you haven't seen some of the pictures on the NASA.gov website of the research that's being done, especially the pictures of the hurricanes. The video of the day today at DougStephan.com is from, not necessarily, well, I think the pictures, if I'm not mistaken, Kenny, correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't there a coordinated effort between NASA and NOAA to get these hurricanes, the pictures of the hurricanes and the typhoon in the Pacific?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. So if you want to see the view from space of what these hurricanes and typhoons look like as they plow into, well, they're moving toward China across the Pacific, this is one heck of a view. Check it out, video of the day at DougStephan.com. The International Space Station is getting full. There are a number of astronauts, nine of them up there, as a matter of fact, right now. And I think they're going to do a press conference today, are they not? Or the teleconference, something here to discuss and focus on their missions, with a special focus actually on getting to school kids. Now the school is open, so they're trying to make more of these things available, and I think that's a great idea. We got to get back to encouraging people to go into space, or at least get scientifically into. We have a hole now in our country for science and scientists. So we're having to bring people in, go to school here, and giving them special dispensation to stay and work in our science areas. If you know anybody who's working for NASA now, look through. It sort of reminds me of the days of Wernher von Braun, who was the first guy to come up with the idea of shooting a rocket into space. He developed, designed the first rockets for the Nazis, and then we brought him over here so that he can build our first rockets, and he did. But many of the people, because the government scared off what, how many people? 6,000 alone down in Melbourne at Cape Kennedy when they shut down the projects that were connected to the shuttle. So they fired 6,000 people. Where'd they go? I don't know where they went. But they didn't stay in the technology business. They went to work for a lot of the companies that were pieces of the pie there. But we need those people back again. Check out some of these people, some of these pictures. Video of the day, DougStefan.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Stefan 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now. 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Stefan when you want. Bookmark the Doug Stefan 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
All right, let's calm down now. Get into your pet zone with the pet man. Dr. Zone is here. Warren Eckstein, your pet's best friend, is here. He is the person responsible for hugs and kisses. If you haven't seen that supplement or those supplements, because there's one group for dogs, another group for cats that he's formulated, we're going to have probably a reference to that, because I have a question here on what to do with a shedding dog. We also have a poll on dog owners and who they love. Plus barbecues, Labor Day, what to make sure your dog doesn't get a hold of. All coming up here after Jennifer tells us about Cedarside, bringing you Warren's report. Cedarside, Cedarside.com, Cedarside, the leader in bug sprays, et cetera, because, Jennifer?
Well, we're coming up on Labor Day, Dougie, and you need to keep bugs out of your home and away from your family. It's a big concern, and Cedarside has your non-toxic answer. Cedarside.com is the leader in natural and organic pest care solutions. This is pest control solutions. This is a big deal because you don't want to put chemicals all over your family. Cedarside's original 100% organic bug spray is a must-have for your home and family. It harnesses cedar oil to make organic pest control solutions that kill and repel bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and a whole lot more. Cedarside has all the products you need to keep your family, your pets, your home, and lawn insect and chemical-free. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug for free free shipping, or call 800-842-1464. Use Mother Nature to fight Mother Nature. Go to cedarside.com or call now. Use coupon code Doug, D-O-U-G, or call 800-842-1464.
Nice job, Jennifer.
Well,
all right. Meanwhile, there is a poll that suggests 38% of dog owners love their pet more than their partner. We have that story at Doug Steffen.
Yeah, because pets are always happy to see you. Your partner, not so much.
Right. Yeah. All right. So Warren's response to that when I said, let's talk about that. I'm surprised the number is that low. All right, so let's go from there.
Pets are honest. Let's go from there. You know, you can be with a guy. Let's say we're having dinner with somebody, and they can buy you a martini, and then when you leave the bar, they call you an SOB. You see, with the dog, you don't get the martini first. You know where you stand right away. If they don't like you, they're not taking you out. That's what I appreciate, the honesty of animals. And quite honestly, when things are going bad, whether, you know, someone in the family passed away, you're going through a divorce, the relationship between the guardian and the pet is so close because they're totally non-judgmental, so I would think the number would actually be higher.
Warren, answer me this.
Please.
When you come out home from being away at work all day, your dog is like flipping out, all happy to see you, right?
Yeah.
But when you leave the house and you walk out and you go, oh, I forgot my phone, and you walk right back in 15 seconds later, they're flipping out, all happy to see you.
They have no sense of time.
It's not that they don't have a sense of time. It's that the excitement of the pack getting together, even if it's 5 minutes or 10 minutes or an hour or 3 minutes, doesn't make any difference. So that's what it's all about. You can leave for 1 second, come back. It's like you've been gone for 12 hours, Rich. Like you said, it's the gathering, the coming back, the rallying call that's so important to them.
All right. So this time of year, a lot of dogs are shedding.
First of all, you want to make sure the dog is on a good quality type of dog food or a cat food.
Yeah, great diet. Yep.
That's number one. Number two, supplementation. You know, if you look on the countertops in every American home, there's supplements for their kids, there's supplements for grandma and grandpa, but what about the four-legged member of the family? 30 years ago, I saw this as a problem. Shedding, dry skin, dander, hairballs, all a big problem, and I worked with the top veterinary nutritionist to come up with a formula, and I said, what is the number one ingredient that will help prevent shedding, dander, and dry skin? And it's natural lecithin. For example, Doug, if you were losing hair and you went to a health food store, they would sell you lecithin. So the number one ingredient we put together in my own, I'm bragging a little bit, the Hugs and Kisses supplements, is lecithin. Mm-hmm. After 2 or 3 weeks on lecithin, most dogs and cats shedding is pretty much down to a bare minimum. That in conjunction with good grooming and brushing. And this is a problem, overbathing. You know, sometimes dogs get a little smell or roll around in this, and people will bathe their dogs every week or every other week. By doing that, they're actually drying out the skin. And you need to use a shampoo specifically made for your type of pet.
All right, so shampoos, what's good for pity? What kind of shampoos you use? Those are dogs that shed a good deal. Charlotte didn't shed at all, so I use a different kind of shampoo on her.
Yeah, I use an oatmeal-based shampoo. It's every product you hear me recommend is manufactured and sourced right here. I use an oatmeal shampoo made in Washington, a great product as well. Oatmeal shampoo can help with dry skin.
And lecithin.
Hugs and Kisses, that's what it's about.
All right, Hugs and Kisses, lecithin, oatmeal shampoo. You got that? That's how to deal with the dog that's shedding in your house, Richie. 59 Pat Fiala, Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show here on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K Sound and Recording.
America.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's 5-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at